UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
Bluegrass Karting and Events now has the fastest go-karts in Kentucky and axe throwing. Grab your coworkers, family, and friends and make a night of it with our new full bar and food menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events is Louisville's premier high-speed entertainment destination, online at bluegrasskarting.com.
You're listening to The V-Show with Bob Valvano on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Thanks for being with us. We got a special guest joining us in a couple of minutes. There's an event going on at French Lick that we want to give a couple of moments of attention to, with good reason, for you golf fans. He's a good friend of ours in the program, and we're delighted to have him on in a bit, but we'll do that. Texter says, I missed some of the last segment. Can you tell me what the Sagarins said about the Louisville weight game? Actually, I didn't give you the Sagarins for that. We'll do the Sagarins for the NFL starting at about the bottom of this hour. But if you wonder what they say about the locals, the Sagarins say Wake Forest should be an 11.5-point favorite in that game. And based on recent play, a 13.5-point favorite. So would be a bit of an upset for Louisville to take care of business there. Now, Kentucky, I think, is interesting because for all of their problems, they're not only an 11.5-point favorite, but based on recent play, they should still be a 12-point favorite. So this is an enormous game for them. Make no mistake about it. I mean, it's not a must-win. I mean, if you really break it down to college football, other than maybe seven teams in the country, who's got must-wins left? Because if you're talking about, like, being eligible for a national championship, everybody's out except maybe eight teams, 10 teams. So, I mean, that's the reality. But if you want to get to a better bowl game, you want to get to a bowl game at all, which I do think should be important. I don't know why we've completely discounted that. That should count for something, but that's just me. So if you want to dismiss it, that's what people are going to do. They're going to dismiss just about every bowl except the New Year's bowl games, and I don't agree with that. But if you're looking at a team that's going to try and put together a decent run, a 7-win, 8-win season, I think they're definitely going to have to get this one, no question about that. So we'll see how it plays out. But if according to the Sags, you should be encouraged because they should be at home, basically a 12-point favorite, 11.5 to 12-point favorite. Louisville on the road at Wake, these are Sagarins. This is not me now. Should be somewhere between an 11.5 and a 13.5-point underdog. So Louisville will seemingly have their hands full. As I've said, I think that Wake Forest team is better. Even though they're nationally ranked, I think they're better than most people realize, just because the brand name is still Wake Forest. Easy, that's not a football school. But it appears that it is. Even the goofy Eigen ratings, those are the ones we just mocked because they were bizarre. The Eigen ratings, I have no idea how this thing makes any sense to anybody. But the Eigen has Wake Forest as a 16-point favorite, and it also has Kentucky as a 11-point favorite. So, because we had some goofy picks with this before. So there you've got that. Western Kentucky is a 4-point favorite in the. I'm not going to do the Eigens because the one week we did them, they were so bad they weren't worth it. What's interesting and a bit sad for Western Kentucky fans, I think, is according to the Sagarins, Army should be favored by 7 against Western. Wow. And Mike picked Western by 4.5. Western. Getting 4.5? Is that right? I don't know what the spread is on that. And now I'm all confused, but New York Mike picked. I knew somebody picked Army. It wasn't one of the Mikes. It was not Mike Pratt. It was New York Mike. All right. Do you have the number to call Brendan Sweeney here? We're going to talk with him about.
I'm pointing it up now. My phone kind of froze on me, but he woke up. He's good. So give me one sec.
All right. Our phones. We have phone issues sometimes. We should have a phone.
I'm avoiding that new update like a mother trucker.
Never update. You know that's one of my technology adages. Never, ever. Nothing good comes from updating ever. Ever. If your stuff is working well enough so that it gets done what you need it to do, you can write memos, you can write notes, you can save files, you can take pictures, you can call people. Never update. Never, ever update. Updating bad. updating very, very bad. And it'll keep asking you to update. You want to update? Nope. All right, just take 10 minutes to update. Nope, not going to do it. Can't do it. Won't force me to update. Not going to update. Every damn time I update, I wind up losing stuff. Stuff that I had that worked doesn't work anymore. It is not a good thing. Never update. Never update. Let's see. What are we talking about here? We're going to talk about this event, which is going on. Then we'll do the Sagarins in just a bit. I was trying to think if there were any other local teams. Oh, I know what I want to tell you. Since we were doing the local teams, the IU game, if you want to know what that is, the IU game comes out as let me just find that for you, though, real fast. Indiana is taking on a just an awful Rutgers team. And in the Big Ten, they should be, according to this. I'll tell you, you're right about our phones.
Only interesting stat about IU Rutgers, this was Nick's idea for me to talk, not mine, but it's the most IU.
That's Crean, by the way. Yes. Crean is our in-house Indiana expert.
This is the most IU has ever been favored by in a Big Ten conference game.
Well, that's got more, no disrespect, even though they're 3-2. It's got a lot more to do with Rutgers than it does with them.
Oh, I completely agree.
What are they favored by, 22?
28.
28? 27 and a half. Because I got it right here, because I took, Mike took Rutgers and the rather hefty point total. So,
I'm actually kind of positive on IU football right now.
They're going to, well,
it's a first for everyone.
If they get to 4-2, what did I pick them in the preseason? Because everybody, other than my Cincinnati Bengals pick, I think my picks are fairly.
Because right now they enter an easy part of their schedule to where they have.
I've got them at
four winnable games.
Wow! Oh no, I missed them. I've got them at 5-7.
They're that's where I had them too. I think
they might be going bowling.
Right now, I think I'd pick them to finish 7-5.
Yeah, well, that'd be pretty darn good year.
Yeah, that'd be a huge year for them.
All right, let's go to Brendan Sweeney from French Lick, our good friend who is nice enough to have helped us with a number of our charity events, and it's always good to catch up with him. And, Brendan, thank you for being with us. Kind of an exciting time up there, huh? We got this golf event we want to talk about, but there's also exciting stuff going on the property, huh?
Oh, hey, Bobby, how are you, buddy?
I'm well. Good to talk to you again.
I was just updating my phone. I overheard you guys. I swear to God. I'm going Amish next time.
I'm telling you, don't do it. Nothing good happens. Oh, that's funny.
My son's a freshman at Stetson University down in Florida, and he's just a knucklehead, but he wound up breaking his phone. So he goes, hey, Dad, I need a new phone. I'm like, yeah, I got like $1,000 I'm going to throw at you right now, right? So he went dark. He's like, oh, you're going to have a phone. So you can't get a hold of him. You can't do anything. And then finally last week, he got a flip phone. So he's off the grid, man.
Flip phone. Wow. He's going retro.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
He's retro. He can start the new trend.
You know, I this is going to sound like a ridiculous question because you travel so much, you probably won't even remember. But I was coming back from somewhere, and I had a rental car, and I could swear to you I saw you in the National Rental Car lot in Louisville. I don't know, what is it today? Maybe 3 weeks ago? Were you in town? If not, you have a doppelganger here.
The poor bastard. yeah, I was.
I did see you.
We were down for, what was it? A PGA Ambassador trip.
There we go.
The National line. Yeah, that was it.
I should have rolled that. I wasn't sure it was you, though, and I was afraid I'd make an idiot because by that time I processed that, I thought it was you. I would have had a yell across the lot, and I was afraid the guy wasn't you, and then he would think he was being stalked, and I'd get arrested, so I just took off. But I'm glad it was you. So good to see you.
Well, I'm sitting in my National rental car right now with my windshield wipers on top of Mount Airy overlooking the 18th hole at the Pete Dye Golf Course.
Well, the Pete Dye Golf Course, fantastic. And what is it? I mean, I know the answer. I'm doing the lawyer thing where I'm asking you questions, but why are we having you on the show? What's going on up there coming up here?
This is our third edition of the Senior LPGA Championship presented by Old National Bank, benefiting the Riley's Hospital for Children. So we have 78 LPGA players over the age of 45 that are competing for $600,000. And we're pretty close to raising a total of over $1 million to give the Riley's.
That's unbelievable. That's just outstanding. As somebody, as you know, we're trying to raise some money in our own right to make a difference. That's a great, great initiative. And it's really great because I was up there for one of them. These women are really, I don't know what the word would be. They're very appreciative. How about that? That's a good choice of words. They seem really appreciative of the opportunity, and so they're accessible to the fans. And it's really a fun thing to watch.
They get it. You know, they know what it takes. They know how to entertain people. And if you're a guest, if you come out here and watch, you know, they'll be more than happy to give you an autograph. If you're a kid, they'll sign a ball. They'll give you, the shirt off their back, basically. Because they know that we're trying to make a difference for them, and we're trying to make a difference for the kids as well at Riley's. But, you know, the LPGA back in the day, they never really set up a retirement plan for these ladies.
Mm.
So if you look at the PGA Tour, they have, a retirement status, and the LPGA back in the day didn't do it. So you see a lot of these players that were, you knew back in the 80s and early 90s that they had a flash in the pan, they were making a decent living, and all of a sudden, their body catches up with them and they can't compete anymore. And now they're teaching at the local muni course.
Yep.
They still have a competitive flow in their body, so this has given them an opportunity. And the Cook Group up in Bloomington, who owns us, Steve Ferguson, they had the idea. We were having the Legends Tour for 3 years, and then we wanted to take it to the next level. So we decided, we called the LPGA and said, we're going to have the first senior women's major. And since then, the USGA has got involved, so they have the senior women's U.S. Open. And we're trying to get traction going and bring the Legends Tour back, so there's multiple tour stops. So, it's really a good way to keep their careers going, but it really is a good way to fundraise and raise money for different causes.
What's really cool, by the way, if you want to see some good golf, and you'll recognize some of the names, we'll talk about that in a minute, but correct me if I'm wrong, Brendan, but I think you got free parking. I think admission is just $5 a day. Is that right?
Yeah, and all the money goes directly to Riley's. So if you want, we have a suggested price of $5 a ticket. We have a drop bucket by the bus stop. Right by the casino, and you whip 20 bucks in here and do whatever. But, we have burgers and beers, and it's a great thing. And if you haven't been to French Lick and you heard a lot about it, it's a great way. It's going to be awesome this weekend. It's sort of crappy out right now with the rain. But if you want to come out this weekend and check out the Pro-Am, but the tournament starts Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then if you can't make it out here, but you flip on the Golf Channel from 3 to 6, each day it will be on the Golf Channel. So that's a great way to promote the resort as well.
Brendan Sweeney, who's the Director of Golf Media Relations and Player Development out at French Lick, one of my very, very favorite places. They're playing at the Pete Dye course. Of course, as a guy who's an aficionado of my favorite designer, Donald Ross, they also have a Ross design course there. So it's a great trip. And if you've not been there before, my understanding is there's a VIP pass, which is $150 a day. You get all food and beverage, access to all the hospitality and player areas. That's costs a whole lot more at some other events. That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, and you got top shelf booze and great views. What else could you have?
Now, is my understanding, is Laura Davies the two-time defending champion? Most people remember her name. She hits it 10 miles, and she's still a fine player, and she's in the field again?
Yeah, Laura Davies, she won it last year, but she also won the Senior Women's U.S. Open. So she's going for the three-peat of winning the senior majors. Trish Johnson won it the first year. And then, the year prior when it was a Legends event, Julie Inkster won. There's a great international field, and a lot of these players have played on the Solheim Cup. So there's a little rivalry going on right now with the Americans and the Euros. We had a party last night, a pairings party, and, they started ribbing each other going back and forth. It's pretty cool. And they all get it. They all, get along with everybody. And there's still some rivalry going on there. There's a couple players that stand out that you can see, they get a stink eye every once in a while from days gone by. So it's pretty neat to watch an old cat fight. So come on out and enjoy it. And, also, I heard you guys talking about the IU game, IU Rutgers game. We had a little addition to the hotel, Bobby. We're getting ready to open up a 6-story, 71 room hotel connected to the casino.
Wow.
That goes along with our new sports book, but also with the sports book that opened a couple of weeks ago, we have a new online geo-track. So it's only for the state of Indiana. So for your Indiana people listening, if you go to Bet, B-E-T, Rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, you can bet at any game you want. So we're looking forward to that. That's going to be a new toy to play with when you guys come on over here.
I actually was in Indiana a couple of days ago and saw the billboard and downloaded it. It's a good app, Brendan. It's pretty good. It really is. You guys are – I tip my hat because we can't seem to get in the parade here on our side of the river, and you guys are –
No. You guys keep it on your side. We'll keep it on our side.
I mean
– Y'all come over to the north.
That's what I was going to say. I'm sure you're pretty happy about that. But a new hotel, a new sports book. We're going to be broadcasting from up there at the end of the month. But if you want to go see this terrific golf event, it's October 14th, 15th, and 16th. It's at the Pete Dye Course at French Lick, which is a wonderful track. It's a great place to watch. And it's, as I said, you're not going to break the bank going up there, although hopefully you'll find a way to reach into your pocket a little bit because they are making the donations, all the proceeds going to to Riley Children's Hospital, and that's a pretty cool deal. So
we actually have some of the Riley kids out here today for the pro-am participants, and they just interact with everybody. And we've been doing this, Bobby, for 7 years, and to see these kids grow up, over the years, they're young adults now, some of them. And we actually have Ashton Brown coming back tonight. She was our original Riley kid 7 years ago. So when we were with her, she was 19 years old, and now she's a young woman and a very successful career in front of her. And she just goes to tell you that, hope happens here is her tagline at Riley's. And it really makes a difference. And it sort of reaches in and tugs her heart every year. And it's very humbling to be around these people, and it's very inspirational.
A real feel-good story, a beautiful time of the year to go up to French Lick in the middle of October. It'll be gorgeous, and you'll see some good players and names that you know, so go check them out. Brendan, it's great to catch up with you again. I hope to see you in the near future. You be well.
All right, my paisan amigo. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it, Brendan Sweeney. They've helped us a lot with our charity events here, donating things, and we appreciate that very much. So that's a nice deal. So you can go up there and help them and help the Riley Children's Hospital. Great, great cause. And I've been there. Like I said, I've gone up to this event. These girls can play. You have to be 45 or older. And, they're it's nice that, frankly, they're getting a chance to have an opportunity to play later in their career. I mean, the Champions Tour for the men has been very lucrative. These guys are making tons of money well into their 50s and some in their 60s. And, these women now have a chance to do some of that as well on a great track. And you'll recognize some of the names. But as I said, it's very cool, especially if you like access to the players. Most of them, I can't say all of them, I'm sure there's some exceptions, but by and large, when I was there, they couldn't be more accommodating. They're so grateful to have the opportunity to make some money, and they thank the fans, and they're really accessible. And as I said, admission is a suggested donation of just $5. That's a pretty good deal. So you can get in with your family and not break the bank. And I do love French Lick. It's a fabulous place. It's so much fun.
And it's for a good cause.
Sports book. Yeah, that's what I said. And they're raising money for the Riley Children's Hospital. You can't beat that. Mike and I are going to, at least I'm going to be up there. I don't think it's a Friday, so I don't think Mike will be there. We're going to be up there on Thursday. We're going to be up there Halloween. Thursday, October 31st, we're going to do the show. That's the ribbon cutting for the new hotel that he just alluded to, which is going to help be part of that whole sports book. And if you ever get a chance, just FYI, it's a fascinating story. There's a video. That place has undergone. The history of the whole French Lick thing is amazing. I mean, it was a spa. It had the springs. That's why the people would go there back in the, 60, 70, whatever years ago. And then that went away. Those things kind of fell out of favor. There were other places that were like this. And then I think it was like an orphanage. And I mean, it was abandoned. It was. And then the group that bought it out of Bloomington said, you know what, the heck with this. We can make a difference and bring this thing back. And they had the good vision to embrace knowing the casinos were going to be on the horizon. And it's great. It's the fun place to stay. Great places to eat. Now they got a sports book on top of it. Yikes. We may go up the 31st and not come back till I have to do a Louisville game. So that's going to be.
Go up there dressed in costumes.
Brendan's going to knock on the door. Bob, we said one day. No. It's November 9th. You've been here for 10 days. No, not leaving. You're going to have to come out at some point. I don't. I have the radio equipment connected. I've been doing the show from the room and getting room service for 10 days. Not going out.
Doing pirate radio.
I'm not sure you can stay in here. We're going to have to build a station. Get a call from Chad. Hello, Bob. I just got a bill from French Lick for $6,000. What exactly do you do there? I'm doing the show from there, bro. Chad, they're going to be clients. And not $6,000 worth, they're not. Well, I just thought I was trying to help the company. You're going to have to come home. No!
Just running down this the hallway. Security trying to chase you out.
Welcome to the V-Show.
I'm running. I got
a Tuesday.
You got to watch out. He sneaks into the sports book and makes a bet once a day. He changes the time, though, so we can't stalk him. We don't know when he's coming out.
He goes by many names, most notably Joe Jablonski.
All right, the Sagarins coming up next. Yay. That's here on EA. But before we do that, let me tell you about my friends. Ooh, you're all excited. Mike, you're Nick. Mike left. You're Nick. Genesis Diamonds, great place, great sponsor, good friends. Absolutely proud and happy to be able to speak for them, because whenever you have a company that you are a proud and happy customer for, you don't have to go on the air and just read copy and say, this is what they want me to say, but I don't really know. I don't have to read anything on this sheet, because the fact is, it is exactly the kind of place you'd want to do business with. They have great products. They have GIA certified diamonds that are top quality. There's a lot of diamonds that don't even get to make their lineup. They just say, not good enough, sorry, and they are somewhere else on the internet or box stores or somewhere, but not there. They also have eliminated the middleman. They buy direct and they pay cash, so they are getting the best price, and they're happy to pass those savings on to you. They don't have high pressure commission-based salespeople who are going to try and, you know, why don't you look at this? You always walk in and say, here's my budget, and then have that person say, oh, here, look at this. And you say, well, that's 20% higher than my budget. Well, yes, because I work on commission. I'll get more money. Not how it works there. They're just diamond experts. And when they say they're happy to explain the jewelry business and the diamond business to you, they are serious. They have I love people who have a passion for what it is they're doing. And these people love the products they're representing, the process in which it takes to get these products to you. They're happy to explain it. I learned a lot about diamonds themselves. When I was in there making a purchase, I would have been pretty happy. They had nothing to do with this, by the way. When if you hear me saying, well, you thought you said they don't upsell you. They don't. But I was holding a diamond in my hand and looking at it, and right over my hand in the case, I saw another diamond. I said, why is that one so much clearer than this one? He said, well, let me show you. And he took it out and he put them side by side, and he said, here's why. Here's what it is. Here's how you define what a diamond's worth, and that's why that one's a little more expensive. But he never said, why don't you get that? And I said, gosh, I really like the way that one looks. And I wound up getting that one. But I understood why it was more valuable, not like, well, let me just see if we can rip this guy off and get some more of his money. It was never their suggestion. They do not upsell you. They just answer your questions, and you walk out with what you want, because they're smart enough to know if you walk out happy, you'll probably walk back in again. Whereas if you feel like you've been pressured into something you don't really want, you're probably never going to see you in that store again. Plus, for whom you're buying, they will be thrilled, because they have all the great designers. They've got Tacori, Viraggio, and if you like the Swiss timepieces, what a selection they have of those, too. I usually can spend about a half hour just wandering amongst that showcase looking and saying, oh, look at that one. How awesome is that? So great service, great products, great people. They'll take care of you. That's why you want to shop at Genesis Diamonds. Check them out. Shelbyville Road Plaza, next to Trader Joe's, the official jeweler for both the University of Louisville Cardinals, the University of Kentucky Wildcats, and they should be your official jeweler as well. Sagarin's next, ESPN 680, 1057.
You're listening to the V-Show podcast. Listen to Bob Valvano weekdays noon to 3, only on ESPN 680 and online at ESPNLouisville.com.
Good afternoon. I'm Nick Valvano. The Sports Center update brought to you by Universal Windows Direct. Buy one window, get one free. 36 months until your first payment. Sorry. I dropped the read. Let me try that again. The Sports Center update brought to you by Universal Windows Direct. Buy one window, get one free. 0% financing for 36 months and free installation. You'll be saying, I love my windows. There we go. Slippery little devil there. The Cards, the Cats, they're in action this weekend. Starting with the Cards, they go on the road for a tough matchup with Wake Forest. Currently getting 6.5 points. Les Johns, beat writer for Wake Forest, however, thinks it could be a tough matchup, especially defensively, and could come down to red zone stops.
Bad as Kentucky looked at South Carolina.
Wake, we talked about third down defense. They're now just allowing 26% conversions on third down on the season, so they've been good there. In the red zone, they're still allowing scores on 12 out of 15 possessions, so there's still opportunities there.
You can catch that full interview on SoundCloud, ESPNLouisville.com.
and on iTunes. Just a reminder, Coors Light pregame with Taylor Lynch and Patty Ice will begin at 5:30 tomorrow on 93.9 The Bill, with postgame immediately following the game. To UK. UK, they might be favorites, about 7 points so, to Arkansas. However, this is a game Lexington Herald leaders Mark Story thinks might go to the Razorbacks.
Wake, we talked about third.
Bad as Kentucky looked at South Carolina. I mean, Arkansas, you know, played well against Texas A&M. Now, if you can overreact to that, Arkansas and Texas A&M play the same game every year. Arkansas plays really well and loses it close. I don't know that we should overreact to that, but I feel like Arkansas comes into this game with fewer questions than Kentucky.
More V-Show next. This is SportsCenter.
Hey, it's Lachlan McLean. You're listening to ESPN 680 and 105.7.
You're listening to The V-Show with Bob Valvano on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Leon, there we go.
Yep.
And some technical snafu-ish over here. We got wrong sound bites, no mics on.
All right. I got to be honest, it's still kind of tricky unless, like, I know going in.
Yeah,
like you're sitting in the seat number one.
Why does Locke use this mic? He screws me up when he does that.
It's not just because that one has the well, it's always Locke's fault. Sure, that has the better sound quality.
Oh, so we're doing that by design.
Yeah, now one isn't bad, but that's always swung into that seat, and it's always closest to the window. So when it's in that position, It kind of looks like mic one, and it just kind of throws you for a loop. And
I keep hitting the cough button here, and it doesn't cut me off.
No, because that's mic two. Yeah. So no, I'm not trying to do the yeah but thing. But if you just look at it really quickly, it's still like I know that's mic two. But if you look at it really quickly, it looks like it's mic one. And then, force of habit, I usually pod you up on mic one, and then
pot me up for the last time. I'm going to tell you.
And then it sounds like that.
It's pot.
That's what it sounds like.
It's pot me up, not pod me. Pot. P-O-T.
See, this is what happens when I pot him up, right?
Thank you.
This is what happens when I pot him up.
The word is pot. All right, here's the deal. Not many people know this, but I thought I'd share this with you since I'm such a big fan of the work of this man. Sagarin does not just do ratings for baseball, for football and basketball. He does them for all the sports. He does NASCAR Sagarin ratings. He does baseball Sagarin ratings. He does college football, NFL, NBA, college basketball. So, for example, but the problem with the baseball Sagarins is the margin of separation between the teams is so small, it's really hard to make much sense. But he does have a way you can do this. The home field advantage in baseball is so unbelievably negligible. It's 4/100ths of a point in terms of rating. I can't even explain basically how to do it because you have to use the overall strength of the team, and then they have an offensive rating and a defensive rating, and he shows how you do it. You add the team's offense with the opponent's team's defense, I think, yes, and then you you get a rating, and then you do the same thing backwards, and so you find out, you know, which team would be favored, and that would be the run difference. So, for example, the Cardinals tonight take on the Nationals. And frankly, the Nationals by the Sagarins are a stronger team. So if you take the Nationals' offensive rating and you add it to the defensive rating of the Cardinals, you would come out with 6.34 for the Nationals. For the Cardinals, you get 6.28. So the Nationals are 6/100ths of a point better on a neutral field. Add the 4/100ths of a point for the Cardinals, and this is a pick 'em. So what I would suggest is if you can find a place where you're getting a run, or you know they often do a run and a half, is that the, if that's the spread tonight, I would take the Nationals. I would take the Nationals on the run and a half because I think they got, or if you want to really let it ride, take the underdog and take the money line because this game should be a pick 'em. And one of the reasons that if there's any value at all, and I that's a bad way of putting it. I think there is a value. But if you think that there is a significant value to this with the Sagarins for a thing like baseball, it's this. He does a job which I think is none of us would do because it's 162 games with all these teams. He ranks the strengths of their schedule, which to me is really telling. For example, while I'm a big Yankee fan, their schedule was the 27th most difficult. Another way of saying it is the fourth easiest in Major League Baseball. The Astros was the fifth easiest. The Nationals actually had a decently difficult schedule. They were 16th. The Cardinals, though, were 10th. So it's interesting, you know, they play an unbalanced schedule in the major leagues. You start to wonder if that really is disproportionately affecting who makes the playoffs because all the teams that had top 10 schedules except the Cardinals, Cardinals are in the 10th. The Cubs with the 9th hardest schedule are the best team on the list. They were 8th. The Mets had the 12th hardest schedule. The Diamondbacks had the 11th. The Brewers had the 7th. The poor Reds, who are the 16th, right smack in the middle. They are as average a baseball team as you could get, according to this. But they had the 6th most difficult schedule. The hardest schedule in the baseball, the poor Miami Marlins, who were the 4th worst team in baseball. I actually had no idea. They were better than the Orioles, the Royals, and the Tigers because their schedule was so much more difficult than those other teams. So it's interesting that the Dodgers really, that's why they're so, understandably outraged, not only the fact they lost, but the way they lost. This was their year by the numbers. They were the best team in baseball. They played a difficult schedule relatively. It's the 17th most difficult, much more difficult than the Astros, much more difficult than the Yankees. So it's an interesting thing. The teams that are left are, by the Sagarins, among the best teams. It'll be the Nationals, the 4th best team, against the Cardinals, the 6th best team, but those two teams were 2 and 3 in the National League. And the American League, it's the 2nd and 3rd overall teams overall, the Astros and the Yankees. So, I mean, you know, you can say, well, it's retrofitted. Those are the teams that are there, so Sagarin jerry-rigs it. But these were the numbers that were posted when the regular season ended. So it's no, you know, it's just interesting. I don't completely understand how he gets at these numbers, but the guy's numbers are pretty good. So, according to this, by the way, FYI, well, the Nationals and Cardinals, the Nationals are the better team overall, according to this, and especially at home. I mean, you're talking about separations of a quarter of a run. If you go by the Astros and the Yankees, the Astros should be at 6.5. The Yankees should be at 6.37. So the Astros are a slightly better team. But again, you know, and if you add 0.04 of a point to play at home, the Astros are like a quarter of a run better. That's pretty big when it comes to baseball. So the Astros are going to be tough to beat. They beat the Yankees in 2017. I wouldn't feel confident the Yanks will beat them again. That number for the Yankees a bit inflated by that weak schedule. And I had no idea, but that's the truth. Their schedule, not so good. The Astros and the Dodgers were pretty significantly ahead of everybody else. There's another rating, based on the run differential, where the Dodgers were much the best, and the Astros were still significantly behind them, but pretty significantly in second place. And then after that, the Yankees, the Nationals are kind of clustered together, and then it goes down to the Oakland A's and the St. Louis Cardinals. But the Astros are going to be a tough out based on this. If you took the Astros, who were, by the way, the betting favorite when I was over at the Winner's Circle over in Indiana, they were even ahead of the Dodgers when I was there. Right now, only even more should be, probably, based on the fact that the American League teams are perceived as the stronger teams, and they're perceived as the better team than the Yankees. But we'll see how it plays out. The series gets underway tonight in the National League with the Nationals in St. Louis. And The Nationals, as I said, fourth in the Sagarins, Cardinals sixth. So we'll see how that plays out. All right, let's go to the football ratings, shall we? These are the ones that right now, the Sagarin ratings, those of you who don't know, we look at it. If a team is a 2-point, between a 2 and 3-point favorite, we call it a lean. If they're more than a 3-point favorite, when I say favorite, that's the wrong choice of words. Let me clear it up. We compare the Sagarin ratings with the point spreads. If the Sagarin rating is between 2 and 3 points different, we call it a lean. If it's more than 3 points different, we call it a play. But in fairness, and listen, this is the Sagarin's doing 98% of the work. I do factor in, it's just a bit of information. In other words, the numbers for the Giants game last night, I discounted because the Giants were playing without so many of their important players that even though I think the Sagarin's said the Giants might have been within that point spread, I would not have played it. And that's what I try and pass on to you. And that is the one thing from doing this for years now. When you get double-digit differences in the NFL, not so much in college, but in the NFL, those games are tough. I try to avoid them. I'll tell you, I give you all the information. You do what you want with it. But those games, they don't hold to form that well. But again, I give you the information. You do what you want with it. So here we go. Let's play the open because it's time. The Sags, by the way, are 20-7 so far on the season. So we'll see how it plays out this week. I don't know. I'll find these out as I do them with you. I haven't done this ahead of time. So we'll see what they say as we begin the Sagarin ratings right now.
The V Show breaks down this weekend's football matchups using the Sagarin numbers from Jeff Sagarin.
Jeff is now a franchise. His column in USA Today be joined by rankings in the Louisville Courier-Journal, the Bloomington Herald-Times for 27 years now, the Dallas Morning News, and other papers around the country.
For those of you wanting to bet a shekel or two,
shut up and take my money!
The V Show shows you which games to avoid.
Nope!
And which games to bet.
How much money you got?
No, Carl.
It's a proven system!
No.
You're throwing money away!
Uh-huh, Carl, no.
Fine, stay a sucker!
Just remember,
numbers don't lie.
Here we go! Again, there are some weeks where we give you 4 and 5 games, and some weeks where we are hard-pressed to find even 2 or 3. That's just the way it plays out, and unfortunately, I think the further we go, the more accurate the Sagarins are, and they often are right in lockstep with the point spread. So I don't know how many games we'll have, but I can tell you this. The two right off the top would be no plays. Seattle goes to Cleveland. Seattle is a 1.5-point favorite. According to the Sagarins, they should be a 2-point favorite. That would be a no play. The Texans go to the Chiefs. Kansas City is a 4.5-point favorite. They should be a... they are 4.5-point favorites, and they should be, according to the Sags, 5.5-point favorites. So that's if you had to, I would play Kansas City, but that's a no play also based on that. The Redskins go to the Dolphins. Here's two horrible teams, so let's see how that plays out. The Dolphins at home are 3.5-point underdogs. They should be 2.5-point underdogs. So that would be a no play. So that is also dicey. But as I said, if you have a strong feeling and the game is 1 point different, then you can say, okay, well, at least I got a little edge there. And so, you know, I would say go and play. But I'm not counting that in our scoreboard because the Sagarins would say that's a no play. And if you talk to gamblers, they will tell you that the serious gamblers play very few games and bet heavily on the games that they do commit to. But they don't play many. And based on this so far, we'd have 3 games where we wouldn't play. Eagles and Minnesota. This game is in Minnesota. Minnesota should be a 2-point favorite. They're a 3-point favorite. So that would be a no play as well. Again, as I said, I'm sorry about that. I'd love to give you 20 games, but if they're not, they're not. The Rams, we're up to the Saints and Jaguars. This game is in Jacksonville. Jacksonville is a 1.5-point favorite. Here's one where the numbers say differently. The numbers say that New Orleans in this game should be a 3.5-point favorite. Instead, Jacksonville's a 1.5-point favorite. We have our first play. That would be take New Orleans plus 1.5 in that game. Teddy Bridgewater, maybe they can do it again. We'll see. The Bengals take on the Ravens. This game is in Baltimore, a game you'll hear right here on ESPN Louisville. The Ravens should be 9.5-point favorites. They are 11-point favorites. That's a no play. It's a point and a half. It's not enough to make a difference. So I'm sorry about that. But if you absolutely had to, as crazy as it sounds, I would say take the Bengals as bad as they've been. But that would be a no play. Rams and 49ers. This game is a home game for the Rams. And the spread here is the Rams by 3. According to this, the 49ers should be a half a point favorite. So we have our second play. Take San Francisco plus the 3 points. I'm always...
I need to have a sounder for that. What sounder should we use?
Yay. I don't know. But I will say this.
Wait, do that one more time.
Yay.
One more time.
Yay.
One more time.
Yay.
There we go.
All right. I like when the Sagarins tell you to take a home team. I feel more comfortable with that. But unfortunately, both of these, they said take the visitor. But it does factor in home field advantage when it gives you the point spread. So that's two plays. We'll see how they do this week. Cardinals and Falcons. This game is in Arizona. The spread is Atlanta by 2.5. They should be Atlanta by 2.5. That is right on the number. So that's a no play. Tennessee goes to Denver, where Denver is a 2-point favorite. And according to this, they should be a... See, this chart is wrong. It printed Kansas City twice. It's the first mistake I've seen to make. So let me go. I got to scroll up and give you the right number. They never do that, but they did this week. They printed it wrong. So Denver at home is actually a 17.8, and then you add 1.39 for home field advantage, so they should be 19.2. Tennessee on the road is 19.8. So Tennessee should be a half a point favorite. And Denver is a 2-point favorite. Another road team. Take Tennessee plus the 2. Again, I don't like so many road teams, but that's what the numbers say. So that's what we give you. Cowboys and the hapless Jets. That's what they should change their name to. Although Sam Darnold comes back. So I'll give a caveat. He's playing, right? So, again, this number that the Jets have created is without him playing at all. So this would be a game I would be leery of. But having said that, the numbers are Dallas favored by 7. And you know what? Maybe the bettors are placing too much emphasis on Sam Darnold coming back. Because according to the numbers here... they're right on the number. I read the stupid Eigen one, which I ignore. Dallas is a 7-point favorite.
Who is that guy?
They should be a 7-point favorite. So that would be a no play. Steelers and Chargers in Los Angeles, where the spread on this game is the Chargers by 6.5. And they... Whoa! How about that? That's interesting to me. Especially recent play. That's way too many points. The Steelers should only be a 1.5 underdog. So another road team to take points. I kind of like that one. That's a lot of points to give Pittsburgh. I know they got no quarterback, but we'll see how that plays out. Green Bay and Detroit. This is a game that New York Mike loved. He said take the Packers and lay 4. Does Sagarin agree? Sagarin does agree. Green Bay should be a 7-point favorite. So take Green Bay and lay the 4 at home against Detroit. And then that's the Monday night game. So how about that? We got through all of them. So there actually are 5 games to play. If you had to give emphasis or priority to some, I would give priority to home teams. So Green Bay would be my favorite play of the week, laying 4. But the plays are New Orleans on the road plus 1.5, San Francisco plus 3, Tennessee plus 2, Pittsburgh plus 6, and Green Bay laying 4. Those are the 5 Sagarin plays. We'll total them up for you and see how they do and whether they add or take away from their 20-7 start on this season. So, and again, I think the best one might very well be Green Bay at home laying 4. So that's it for us. If you check the Sagarins, it says Kentucky will win and cover. Louisville will not be able to cover at Wake Forest. Indiana will, they were 22-point favorites at laying 27. They won't cover either, but obviously they should win. So we'll see how it plays out. Have a great weekend, everybody. Unless you're something I don't know, I'll see you on Monday. Andy's got the take next. Have a peaceful and safe weekend. We'll see you Monday.
UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
Bluegrass Karting and Events now has the fastest go-karts in Kentucky and axe throwing. Grab your coworkers, family, and friends and make a night of it with our new full bar and food menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events is Louisville's premier high-speed entertainment destination online at bluegrasskarting.com.